Hello and welcome to I Am Geek, and this is episode 293. I'm Ryan, joined by my brother Chris and our good pal Katrin, and we are back. It's been a while. We had some, spring break that happened, so I was out of town. We had sicknesses going on.
Yes.
We're back, though. The three of us, the three amigos, the original trio of chaos is back. And not only were you back, we are celebrating our... Now, my wife was a little wrong on this. Today's our... we're celebrating our anniversary of I Am Geek.
Yes.
And I said, I can't believe, you know, it's our anniversary. And she said, "What? How long's it been? Like 2 years?" And I said, "No, it's been 7 years." And she's like, and she's like, "No, it hasn't." And I'm like, "Yes, it's been 7 years." Huh, that's weird.
You didn't let her finish. She was going to say, "What? It's been 2 years plus five?
Plus five.
No. She legitimately thought that it was, we've only been doing this for 2 years. So I don't know what that says about
long years
stuff, but
it's weird though. Yeah, we were talking about this today at work, actually, about like when COVID happened.
Anniversary? Oh.
And it was 2019, essentially, right, when COVID first struck, right? And like how close are we getting to 2025 at this point? Yeah. Or 29, at this point, you know, where it's like it seems like it was just 2 years ago that COVID was like the big thing, right?
Yeah, no.
And it's been almost 5 years, I guess, really.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Crazy how time just flies. But I feel like this month has gone really, really slow for some reason.
See, I felt like March has gone really fast. Like all of a sudden, it's April.
And I feel like it's been just right.
Well, I feel like it's been the longest ever.
I don't know. I feel like I keep thinking like it's April now, right? And then I look and I'm like, no, it's still March.
Well, me.
I've got a bunch of orders from I'm Geek Shop on Etsy for crystals, and I'm like, I gotta get these out, and then I look and I'm like, no, I can pace myself. I've got time, because I take time on, you know, I pour time into the orders. Mm-hmm. I don't just rush them out.
Put a little love in there.
A lot of love in there. A lot.
So much love.
Oh,
and paint.
About like 90% I put love. So much love in it that I have to, you know, put it when I. The postage on, I have to put a little extra postage because the love weighs it down.
Is that like when you have to lick the stamp? Is that what you're... That's kind of gross, right?
No, I don't lick the stamp. I don't have stamps.
Oh, okay.
That's a little bit more love.
That's a little bit too much love right there.
Anyways, how in the world have we had 293 episodes when we talk like this? I don't know.
It's that we've made it this far.
Yeah.
No one stopped us yet.
That's what people tune in for.
Yeah, but tonight on the episode, or today, whenever you're listening to it, we're gonna look back on that very first episode of I Am Geek, episode
001.
Yes, many.
Can't believe it's been 2 years. Man, just think if we're on episode 293 and it's only been 2 years, cranking them out.
That'd be amazing. There are some, I don't know how people do it, but there are some podcasts that'll do like three shows a week and but they, I can't do it.
Yeah. We're two every other week now, but we have another podcast. Well, two of us.
That's right. We're essentially every week, but two different podcasts.
I sometimes come on.
When you have time for us, so popular.
I have time for you now, but I'm here.
So. Oh, that's so sweet, I guess. Anyways, but before we get to reminiscing about the past, let's talk about the present, the stuff that's going on in our world right now. In the fun world, in entertainment, in Disney world. Not the world. That's a different podcast.
Let's not talk about that. No, we don't do that here.
We talk about the fantasy world.
We talk about stuff that doesn't matter.
Yes, that's what we talk about. So if you love stuff that doesn't matter, it's just for fun.
If you like to turn your brain off, we're your guys.
Yep.
No, like conspiracy. Seinfeld, the show about nothing.
Disney weirdly announced a new ship.
Yes.
Which is weird because the last ship that they announced, the treasure. Like they made sort of a big deal about it and stuff, right? They announced it at an event, right?
Yeah, and people kind of knew it was coming. Whispered.
And then when they announced the Wish, it was like huge. It was like,
yeah, the Wish was big.
Yeah, and then this announcement was like, oh yeah, by the way, we got another cruise, so I'm coming. Heroes and Villains.
Yeah, and they put, and I don't know, I first saw on Instagram, I don't know if you guys saw, they put like this little kind of story animated thing with Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
It was weird and long.
Yeah.
And you couldn't fast forward because it was on Instagram. I was just like, can you just get to the point? It looks like there's a new ship. Can you just give me the information?
It felt like, oh yeah, we found this ship laying around. We thought we would announce it.
Yeah. Like we had some spare parts left over from the other two.
Yeah. So we thought we would make another ship and here it is.
Which it is kind of disappointing. It's going to be a sister ship of the Wish and the Treasure. And I don't know, some of the stuff I liked about those, like the atrium and stuff like that, but just the adult area is just not that great on those. And the layout's kind of weird. So I was really hoping for a different one.
It's like they don't want adults on board, just children.
Just children.
It's so weird. So weird. Makes no sense.
Did they say where it's going to be sailing to? Like, what are its destinations?
I don't remember if they did. They just made a big deal about it's how it's against. It's like heroes and villains, and it's like Marvel and Disney and
the Outer Banks.
Just the Outer Banks. We're just going around. Just up and down the coast.
And then people were saying, what about Star Wars? And I think they added something later. Like, oh yeah, asterisk Star Wars. I think something like
Heroes and Villains or something.
Yeah. Like you would think Star Wars would be on something that's main focus was heroes and villains.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe.
But who knows?
I mean, not everybody.
I mean, the Sith were right. So I mean,
if they're doing Disney and they're doing Marvel, you think they would do Star Wars in there too.
Sure.
Somehow. But I think Pixar's in there too, maybe. I don't know. It's like the ship that doesn't know what it wants to be, so they're like, just throw everything in there.
Well, there's time to figure that out.
And it's supposed to start selling when? Did they say? I don't remember.
2025?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, like next year. That's what made it weird. It's like, oh, by the way, I got another ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the treasure starts.
Treasure.
When's the treasure start? This year?
Maybe. In Australia?
Christian, no. Does it start this year, treasure?
Yar.
You're the cruise guy. What do we pay you for?
I'm stuck in a yar loop. I don't know. I can look it up.
The treasure is going to have the Haunted Mansion. Is there like. Lounge. The Wish had the Star Wars one, which
yes,
beginning December 2024.
Yeah, there you go. I just saw that too. 2020.
So who knows what this new show will hold?
And like that Haunted Mansion thing is the only thing I kind of cared about when they announced.
Oh, it's cool looking. Yeah.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like it's where the Star Wars Lounge is going to be, and like the Star Wars Lounge, I was kind of like, so
it's a little small.
It's small. Hopefully they do this one better.
Yeah. After seeing the Star Wars Lounge, I'm like, I think I'd rather do the Haunted Mansion Lounge. Because at least they're going to have like cool merch you can get. I think the merch looks cool for it that they brought out. Anyways, that's old school. I mean, that's old news. Treasure.
Man, I don't care about that anymore.
Nope. Destiny.
I mean, most of us will never ride on the treasure, right?
Chris.
I don't know if I'll go on the treasure. We'll see.
Wow. It sounds like it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. It's always.
Can't wait for your report on the treasure.
This is okay.
It was okay. We
just, I just hear Destiny, though. Yeah. I mean, there you go. I just hear Destiny. I just think of Young Frankenstein. It's like, Destiny. Destiny.
Oh, I just think of the video game.
No.
Maybe they'll go to Destin.
Thing, that's for me.
Destin.
Yeah. Destin Beach. In the Gulf of Mexico. Right, just around.
Tiana's Yacht Bayou is now
doing
rides with Imagineers.
That's amazing. Ooh.
And they have big signs up saying it's just Imagineers. You can't ride it yet, even though you see people. Don't come over here.
But I got imagination too.
And so they seem to enjoy themselves, but that's what they get paid to do. So
are they really having to do a whole lot with the actual ride itself, the mechanics of the ride?
Probably not the mechanics. They're just adding some different animatronics in there.
And all the trees and all that stuff. Yeah.
Testing out the timing and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's the things we haven't seen is what's inside. Like we've seen what's on the outside, right?
They did show some of the animatronics.
Yeah.
I'll go with a bayou.
For the new animals that are going to be on it. And people are like, oh, are there clues in those pictures of the opening date? Blah, blah, blah. Like, probably not, but maybe. I don't know.
Well, did they not say it was going to be sometime in May, though?
Sometime, yeah, coming up.
Yeah.
Summertime. So there's going to be these new animals, which I looked at the animals. I'm like, I feel like those were in Splash Mountain. Just
a little bunny rabbit.
Just reskinned them.
Yeah.
I mean, just gave them a different instrument. Here, now you play the harmonica, turtle, instead of rolling around on your back. I don't know. I'm not going to be a hater till I ride it, but seeing the
then I will.
Seeing the front, like seeing the drop, the old drop versus the new drop, just the pictures. I like the briar patch better.
The briar patch is pretty cool. Yeah.
What do they fall into now?
It's weird. Okay, so they have these like Louisiana like swamp trees and stuff around. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But when you're face on, like, you know where the briar patch used to be when you're face on?
Uh-huh.
There was like, unless they're going to do something different.
I think they're still going to add things. Up. Yeah.
Because right now there's just this metal bar going across.
Yeah.
And that's it. Takes
people's head off.
Like, it's like at eye level where you're like, not when you're coming down, but when you're on the bridge looking. Like, that's what you see. You see this bar going across
where the
like
boat goes across, essentially, right? And that what like that the, is, it's like,
Maybe I don't know, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah,
maybe they're adding more, but I don't know. I think they're
gonna add more. I mean, somebody pointed out based on the images that they put out a long time ago, it seems like there should be some more things in front of it. I can't imagine they'd leave it like that because it just really ruins the look if they don't.
If they're doing Imagineers right now, I'm sure they're still like doing,
but stuff. When you look,
they probably got them on there going, like, what do you guys want to put in here? And
just leave the metal bar. That's fine.
I like how it hits my head on the way down.
They have metal bars in Louisiana.
It's the home of metal bars.
Yeah, I don't know what you put. Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, Louisiana does have a lot of bars in it. So
maybe it. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's an alligator swamp or something.
I don't know.
I don't know what you do. We'll find out.
Going to a bunch of bars live.
I bet there'll be something because we'll find out. Element of surprise. So they're getting everybody thinking like, oh, this looks terrible here. And then when you see the real thing, it's going to be like, oh my.
Oh, wow. They wrapped
this is so much better than a briar patch that's overly extravagant and awesome.
They painted that bar green.
Nice. Like it goes away. It's like it's not there anymore. That's a paint color to use there. Go away green.
That's right.
That bar just magically disappeared.
The water.
There used to be a bar here. It's gone.
It's gone. I don't think there's any other Disney news. The new cabins for Fort Wilderness are opening, the DVC cabins.
I know
some news. You know some news?
The spirit is, what is it called? The spirit of the forest or whatever that thing is.
The spirit of what?
The force. What is that thing called?
The force.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know what he said.
What is that event called that they're having in
Disneyland?
Yeah.
The Star Wars thing I'll never get to go to. That
yeah,
thing.
That's it.
That's what it's called.
The new popcorn buckets. We haven't talked about those. That will
well get. Because oh, they're
the Dune. The Dune ones. The Dune ones are great.
They're not Dune.
No, they're having a Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket.
Jabba the Hutt.
It looks so cool.
It is
you
really
go cool. Really good with the Dune popcorn bucket.
It's got the little Salacious Crumb on the. Yeah. He's like hanging off of the strap, and then the other one is going to be at both parks for May the
4th. Oh, okay.
The Stormtrooper. First Order helmet. Upside down helmet.
Yes.
People are excited. No, that would make it cool. people are excited about it, but I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, I bet it's gonna be small. Like I bet it's not gonna be helmet yeah. size.
Well, and it's just sort of like
it's not gonna be actually.
It probably has to sit.
Because Derek from our other podcast, Living with the Land Speeder. Derek, Living with the Land Speeder, you should check that out. I said something to him, he goes, oh no, I'm sure it's going to be the size of a helmet. I'm like, no, it's not.
Well, depends on what size. Yeah.
Maybe a child's helmet.
Yeah. It's a child's theme park. So, of course, it'll be the size of a child.
Yeah. Any helmet is helmet size.
It's going to be like this. Oh, yeah. It's going to be
it could be like one of the Lego helmets. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may not. I don't know. I saw a picture of it. It was a little bit bigger than that.
It has one piece of popcorn in it.
Yeah. But you can get popcorn or you can get french fries in it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Didn't they? I thought they had some other treat there too over at
Disneyland. It was popcorn, french fries, or maybe something else you could get
in. Yeah. I think there was something special that they just have over there.
You should be able to get spaghetti in it.
Not spaghetti.
Yeah. Just spaghetti. Just
Jello.
Green. Warm, just hot, nice, hot day. It's like
getting it. Eating spaghetti. They got to carve up. I mean,
oh, man. Anyways. Last theme park news, switching over to Universal, they announced tomorrow, if you're listening to this today, when you're listening to this, they will already have announced the next land for Epic Universe, like go through it in detail, which is going to be How to Train Your Dragon.
Nice.
Which is, I'm sort of the one I'm looking forward to the least.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure that's fine. People are. It just looks like the rides for it are more like kiddie rides,
or oh yeah, it's probably more of the for rides kid section. I did see some kind of like aerial shots of the monster area, or like Dracula's castle or whatever, and then the tavern roller coaster thing.
Yeah,
it looked really cool.
Hmm. Well, good.
The Wolfman roller coaster is going to be like one of those roller coasters that I can't ride because it makes me sick. So I'm sort of bummed about that. It's going to be like Guardians, where when it moves, it spins. Well, when it moves, it spins.
I like Guardians.
So I won't be riding that probably. Just spinning things make me sick.
Then you can howl at the moon as you're going.
I will be howling at the moon. Morphing at the moon.
Oh.
It's just like all werewolves.
Back and forth. And from what the rumors is, when you go through this like dilapidated shack thing, since it's going back and forth, maybe it's going to be him transforming. So when you go in at once, he's like human. Ooh. Huh. Transforming. So I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. All right, now it's time. The time that everybody's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
It on the clock. It's saying time. It just changed to 20 minutes. We've been talking for 20 minutes.
Time flies.
Time to go back 7 years.
Goes 2 years to 7 years.
When the three of us had never podcasted before, had never picked up a microphone on a computer. Well, or a podcast. Anyways.
For me, I'd never really listened to a podcast.
I haven't really either.
Except that you said you need to check out this podcast and we should do it like this. This show kind of.
I may not have still listened to a podcast.
Oh no. So we're gonna go back in time.
Yeah.
Our first episode, which was called I Hope This Is Better Than the Phantom Menace, right?
Yes.
Which is funny because it's the Phantom Menace. They're celebrating it this year.
25 years.
Yeah, 25th anniversary. Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that name of that episode was a joke because we actually like the Phantom Menace.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And
but yeah.
Yeah.
in The Phantom Menace was better than our first episode.
Oh. Yes. They're bringing speaking of The Phantom Menace, they're bringing out merch for May the 4th, which I'm disappointed in. I forgot to sell that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to Disney for May the 4th, and I always look forward to whether I have special merch to look at or lightsabers.
Yeah.
The lightsaber they're bringing out is the one they already have out. They're just putting it in a different box. It's just a Darth Maul lightsaber.
Womp, like, womp.
Here's the box. And they're probably going to charge $400 for it because it's in a different box.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Anyways. But back, so Phantom Menace. Really called Phantom Menace. For some reason. And I don't remember. I don't remember. Did we talk about the Phantom Menace on the episode?
You mentioned it once at the end. You just say, "I hope this was better than the Phantom Menace."
Thinking about that though, I think when the Phantom Menace came out, I think there was mixed reviews with it, right? Yeah. And then for a while, there was this. I don't think I like it that much. And then, I think when it came back out again, like on Disney Plus, and we started doing more Star Wars content, it's like it got this revival and people started liking it more. Well, so I feel like it's possible at that time that we didn't like it that much at that
time. After the Disney movies. Yeah. After the Disney movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
This wasn't that bad.
And see, that's what we've covered. That's happened during the release of our podcast. Right. So it's like, we've seen how bad it can be. And it's like, well, maybe this isn't so bad over here.
We were getting ready to go to Star Wars Celebration.
Yep.
When they first started introducing the Last Jedi stuff. We were very hopeful then. We were so hopeful.
And then the darkness came.
Oh,
we're in the darkest timeline.
Yeah. Last Jedi, darkest timeline. Oh man, we are. We didn't even mention the new Star Wars show.
Yeah, Acolyte. Who knows?
I don't know. We'll see next year when we talk about it. If we like it.
And our good pal Ray, when he saw the trailer for the Acolyte, he said that. That trailer, that was better than the whole series of Ahsoka.
No. No, from what I've heard so far, it may not be a well-liked show.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thank you. We'll have to go into it with open minds.
We'll talk later offline about it. I'll tell you some stuff that I heard later. Anyways, okay, so... Chris?
Yes.
I'm ready to hear more about our first episode in the form of a quiz.
In the form of a quiz.
And I guess Caitlin and I are going against each other. Are we working together? Yeah,
of course you're going against each other. I want one of you to lose and cry.
Do we need a buzzer or what do we need?
Oh.
I got this right here. I could do this.
Or do we
take I don't time? Know.
There's only seven questions, right?
Yeah, there's only seven questions.
And a bonus.
And a bonus. I could just read it and you can both give your answer. Yeah,
that's what we've done before.
And we'll see who gets it right, who gets it wrong.
So whoever puts their hand up first.
Well, each get an opportunity.
You can put your hand up if you want to.
I've got a whiteboard. I'm going to write it down
first, and then I'll decide if you're right or not.
All right. I'm ready. He's going to make fun of us, probably.
Anyways, episode one quiz, which you'll probably get this first one right because Caitlin already mentioned it right before we started.
Oh no!
I listened to the first 5 minutes of the episode because I was going to make the quiz, and then I didn't finish it. And luckily, Chris had finished it, so he wrote the quiz.
Just thinking like we're supposed to. I'll listen to it. I was like, and then we're going to do a quiz on it. Follow
directions.
Well, it's a good thing that I didn't.
That's right. I mean, I was going to, but.
I sat through torture for this.
But I'm glad you did.
I'm so glad I didn't have to. All right. Some of these have multiple choices. Some don't.
Mm.
Multiple answers, huh?
Yeah. So we'll see. The first one is multiple choice question.
Good.
And it is, what were the first words spoken? start talking about this. Okay. Here are the choices. A, hey, it's the first episode of I Am Geek. Welcome. I'm Ryan Street, here with my brother Chris and our good pal Katrin. It's the first one. The second one. Hello, and welcome to I Am Geek, the show for the geek in all of us. I am Ryan Street, and I'm here with my brother Chris Street and our good buddy Chris Katrin. And then the third one. Welcome to I Am Geek, our first episode. I'm Ryan, and this is my brother Chris, and the other Chris known as Katrin.
Oh,
no. There's none of those.
A, B, or C?
It's B.
B.
B. You are both correct.
Yay.
Those were the first words spoken. So you both get a point. Keep track of it.
Oh, wait. Then he said,
yeah, two Chris's
and a Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
That's what we should have named the show.
That's the thing.
Two Chris's and a Ryan.
Yep. I mean, that was probably one of the ideas we had.
And a pizza place.
Yeah. So here's a bonus question. I don't think this is in there.
I don't think it is
because I don't think we ever mentioned this, but the original name was going to be something else for the show. Do you remember what the original? I'm sure you remember, Ryan. She came up. But we decided that somebody else had already taken it.
It had something with our last name in it, Street, yep. I thought.
Oh, yeah. Geek Street,
yeah. So very similar. And, yeah. So
Glad we didn't choose that.
We Googled it and found that somebody else had it. For some reason, when we came up with I Am Geek, we didn't do as much Googling because there is another I Am Geek. They don't publish as much. They only did a few things, but... that's why we went with I Am Geek all as one word.
I thought that one came out after separate. Ours.
I think it did.
Yeah, it came out after us.
I don't know. They have imgeek.com. That's the problem. See, we have I Am Geek show. We couldn't get imgeek.com because they had it. So that's why I think it was already out there. And it was like
it doesn't matter.
It was a blog. But they don't publish anymore.
Blogs.
What's also funny is their logo looks similar to ours.
Oh, it does?
It has glasses.
It's just glasses on a notebook paper or something. Let's cut all this out. Question two.
We're rebranding.
Wow, that was a good first question. Let's go straight.
Really? I love that question. You both get 2 points. 1 point. Two points. 200 points.
Great.
Gets 2,000 points. Okay, question number two.
All right.
3,000 points. what episode of the Flash TV series discussing that had just aired? I'll give you choices. You get three choices. Okay. First choice, season 3, episode 17, entitled Duet. Music Meister traps Flash and Supergirl in a musical. Gosh. Choice 2, season 2, episode 22, Invisible. Zoom unleashes an army of Earth 2 metahumans.
Mm.
Or choice 3, season 3, episode 6, entitled Shade. Wally is having visions of having Flash powers. It's the Music Meister, it's Zoom, or it's Wally.
What year did Flash come out? Because I feel like that when we started, we were like, Flash is so good. We enjoy it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like by season 3, it was sort of like, Flash is still okay. Still
good. Yeah, it's still good.
it's still good.
Yeah, it was it's still good. I vaguely remember a musical episode, I think.
I remember.
But I feel like it was later. The Zoom stuff, I feel like, would have been later.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with C.
C.
But when was Wally West?
Wally.
Wally West. Oh.
Yeah. So
that's a good point.
So the first one is.
Maybe the first one then.
Second one is Zoom.
I'll go B.
I'm going B and you're going A.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's season 3 Duet.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Well, I thought we
the first Flash episode that we talked about.
season
was the musical episode, season 3, episode 17.
Why would we still be talking about Flash in season 3?
It was good. It was a long running show.
That was a decent season.
Yeah, decent season.
It went shortly downhill. After that, it quickly started declining.
Kadri's going to win this because he's got better memory Kadri's than me. Got like
5,000 points.
I have him down for 2.
All right. Question number 3. There are no multiple choices for this one.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. True.
What recent movie teaser trailer came out that we talked about?
I don't know. That was 7 years ago.
2017.
Wow.
The little hint in there is it was a teaser trailer because we talked about it.
Yeah, not being early. A teaser.
Being in a teaser, and why the heck are there teasers to trailers?
And it's a movie or a show? Sorry, you said movie.
And technically, there were 2.
Yeah, I remember teasers. Something. Oh,
I had seen both. You guys had just seen one of them. There's some hints in there.
Yeah.
For you.
I'm going to remember as soon as you say
Google.
It.
Let me
Google. No Googling. Googling.
Googling here.
Not a Ghostbusters movie.
No,
it's not a Batman.
Okay,
movie.
So if it was 2 teaser trailers, and you and Katrin, you and I had only seen one of them, then it's not Star Wars.
We didn't want to see. we didn't want to watch the other one.
And Chris saw both of them because it's probably something that he likes. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, yeah, that's cool, but we're just gonna watch one of them.
I'm gonna say a Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
Is that Far From Home? Is that the one that
2017? No, 22. Is that what we said 2017?
Yeah, 2017. It was 2017.
Man,
2017.
Well, technically, it probably didn't come out in 2017.
No, I remember this. I just can't think of what it is because I remember saying I don't want to watch the second one because I've had enough.
Came out in 2017. What came out in 2017?
That's not gonna help.
Sorry about the musical episode.
America's Civil War. I don't know.
Civil War. That's your guess. Okay, Katrin, what's your guess?
I'm going with my Spider-Man, but I know it's wrong.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
You are both incorrect.
Well, yeah, I don't know what it is.
The teaser trailer that came out was the Justice League.
Oh.
There was
at least we were Aquaman, on the right track, right?
There was an Aquaman teaser trailer and a Batman teaser trailer. You both had seen the Aquaman one for some reason, but not seen the Batman one.
Well, it wasn't a good movie, so
it's okay.
And which is kind of what you were saying in the podcast. Like, I'm not looking forward to this. Not after Batman v Superman. I don't want to.
Well, I was right, wasn't I? Wasn't I right? I was right.
Yeah. I mean,
I was right.
Well, our opinions, I guess.
My opinion was right on that movie.
That one holds up, I guess.
Yeah, it holds up.
That opinion holds up.
All right. Okay, moving on. Question number 4.
Okay.
Again, 4. No multiple choice.
Oh, wait, I forgot to put my points down for the last one.
Because you didn't get any.
I was right.
So. No points
Nobody
given.
Got that.
No points given. Question 4. Mm-hmm. What Disney attraction was shutting down?
Oh, 2017.
Disney attraction. 2017.
Shutting down. I mean, this attraction could be anywhere.
Shutting down for good. Right.
Shut it down for good.
Okay.
Something replacing it?
It is gone. Nothing. It is no longer there.
Like something replaced it?
I don't know. I'm guessing something replaced it. I don't know. I don't remember hearing anything going in. I don't know.
Really?
Andrew keeps clicking. I keep hearing clicking like he's looking stuff up.
No, I'm not. Something was beeping on my side, and I was trying to figure out what it was. Like, is something closing down? What's going on?
I can't remember, like, last year. Like, all these years just run together to me.
And just, I mean, little hint. I mean, I'm calling this an attraction because, I mean, technically, I believe it is an attraction, but it may not have been in one of the parks.
Oh,
okay, I got it. Do I just answer?
Well, hold on.
Let Katrin think.
So yeah, wait until I have my answer, I guess. So it may not be, it's a Disney attraction, not necessarily in a park.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait, is it? I don't know. Attraction. This is going to be two versus two to one.
I'm calling it like an attraction.
Okay.
Because you go to it and it attracts people.
It attracts people.
Well, can I answer mine? I mean, it's probably
Yeah, you can answer.
Is it Disney Quest?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Did you have an answer, Kate?
I don't have an answer. So
yeah. It is. It was Disney Quest. It was going away.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is. When you said outside the park, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what it is.
Two to two. I figured two to two.
Let's keep it as a tie. Just keep it as a tie.
Then I got more questions.
Oh, okay.
We got this.
Okay. Question number five. Again, no multiple choice.
Oh, gosh, you're making it so hard on us.
It's been 7 years. You've had it too easy. Okay.
No.
Question five.
I haven't.
Question five. According to Catron, what are two things required to set up a Raspberry Pi? The two things
I did listen that to part of that one, that part.
You just need these two things, and anyone can set up a Raspberry Pi.
Anybody can set up.
Anybody can do it.
You need to be able to follow directions.
Yes.
You need to be able to follow directions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's one. What was the other stipulation?
Oh, wait. You need to be able to follow directions.
You don't know this.
and I'm waiting. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I don't remember the other one. I just remember the one thing saying about the
follow directions. And you have to have patience.
That's not right.
No, that's not what I said. I was thinking out loud. You have to be able to follow directions. Tiny hands. Hey, I'm Catron. You have to be able to follow directions and like pie.
The left all the time.
Apparently, B from King of the Hill.
Follow directions. That's one of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Catron got that one. Yes.
I got that one too because I said it.
You
have to be able to follow directions and
have a keyboard.
That's answering.
I don't remember.
Ron, you want to take a stab at it?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm thinking about all the times I've set up a Raspberry Pi and what I needed.
There's just two things that you need to.
Just two things.
Two things.
You have to be able to follow directions.
That's one.
And have a power source. And no code, and
don't have to.
I know you don't have no code.
We'll take that as your answer.
And you have to have a Raspberry Pi.
Oh, there you go.
No, okay. No, that's not pretty. So you got the first one. You need to be able to follow directions. The second is you need to know how to read English.
Yeah, I said
the two things you need in order to
simplify
build a Raspberry Pi. That's it. That's all you need.
Nobody got these.
Catron gets half a point.
I said follow directions.
No. I could have said Disney Quest.
Could have said
you could. It. I would have been fine with that.
No.
Yeah, I would have.
No. All right. Catron's ahead by half a point. All right. Question number six.
Okay.
All right.
So long.
Okay, so long. Seven questions. You're just taking long to answer. So this one has multiple choice for you.
Oh, good.
Okay. So who was our first not a sponsor?
Oh, I heard this one too.
Oh, Catron listened.
Is it A, Nintendo, B, Disney, or C, Raisinets?
Catron listened. I should have listened.
Not a sponsor. Our first not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. So it used to be Mentos a lot. Mm-hmm. Or no, that was or no, what do we call it? Something the Fresh Maker. It wasn't Mentos.
Everything was the Fresh Maker. Everything
yeah.
was the the tagline, the Fresh Maker.
That's right.
That didn't happen on episode one, though.
Disney, Nintendo, or Raisinets was our first not a sponsor.
First not a sponsor.
Raisinets is so weird, but Cajun heard it. So he knows. So he's going to get a point. He's going to get a point no matter what.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Hopefully I remember correctly.
Yeah, if he paid attention.
I did pay attention.
Oh, I didn't because I didn't listen to it.
Well, you recorded it.
You were 7 years ago.
2 years ago. According to your wife.
Disney.
Disney, that's your answer? Disney?
I don't care. I don't know.
Nintendo. That is the correct answer. Nintendo.
Well, yeah, because he listened to it.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
We both were trying to get the classic Nintendo.
Yeah. And Ryan had some good stories.
Yeah, yeah. Two women got in like a fight over it.
Oh yeah, with a gun?
Yeah, with a gun.
Well, first there was a fight. And then there was another one that one pulled out a gun and said, "I got this."
Yeah.
So, that was crazy.
Yeah,
I remember that now. One,
but you're upset you didn't get a second controller. But then it's like, well, the Switch is coming out. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know about that. I don't know about the Switch. Yeah. I've been seeing people getting their controllers stuck in the wrong way and having to pry them out with
screwdrivers.
They did. And that's when we're like, Nintendo, not a sponsor.
Yeah. All drift thing. Lady pulls a gun out for a Nintendo. Come on, go back if you haven't listened to the first episode.
It's goals.
Go back for that story.
Just that was a great story. Yeah, you got to Target, and they were like, they said we have four.
Yeah.
So everybody went to Best Buy.
Yeah, and so people jumped in the cars. Yeah, went to Best Buy.
Yeah,
that's where the lady you saw in the car.
That's a gun. Yeah.
I got this. Don't you worry.
Welcome to Texas.
She got her Nintendo. I got
it. Texas is crazy. I mean, okay, Texas is cool, but Texas is crazy. I was in what's that tool shop that's sort of cheap?
Harbor Freight.
I was in the other day. They had like a wall of machetes. They're like, today, $5. Grab yourself a machete. And I'm like, sweet. What the heck?
So how many did you get?
Yeah. I started to get one. I've got an old machete. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll go back and get the $5 machete.
I mean, with the coming zombie apocalypse, you never know. You might need it
for the kids.
The kids will need one too. Yes.
Yeah.
My son was throwing stars. He was throwing stars, and I'm like, buddy, I don't. Like, where are we going to throw him? He goes, throw him in the backyard. I'm like, what if you throw it over the fence? He goes, well, I could throw it in my room. I'm like, no.
Just, you need to go to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
They had some at Academy. Yeah. I said, well, we could get some like rubber ones. He goes, no, I want the real thing.
Yeah. We got the ones from China Bazaar in Gatlinburg that were these big rubber ones that were black. I remember, and we throw those. Those were great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. How many more?
Okay. Last question, and there's a bonus.
Isn't there a bonus? Okay, good.
Yeah, there's a bonus one.
Okay.
You're having so much fun, aren't you? Yes. Okay. Question number seven. When we were finishing the podcast, we weren't sure if we're going to be doing more. One thing, like, just made us go forward. Why did we continue to do the podcast?
Why did we continue? There's multiple choices. Okay.
There's multiple choices. A, we had so many ideas for future shows.
Of course. I mean,
was it B, we had a Twitter account?
Oh.
Was it C, we had such a good time?
Well, I mean, all of those answers are correct.
But one of them we mentioned specifically why we had to continue the podcast.
Twitter.
What I'm, That's what I was going to say as well, because it sounds like something we would say that doesn't make any sense at all.
Twitter. Reason that's it.
Of why we're going to continue. We're official. We have a Twitter. I can imagine.
We got a Twitter account. Like, you know, we never use it. We still, it's 7 years.
We did in the first year. Like,
almost verbatim. That's what we said. We got to continue. We got a Twitter account now.
We got a Twitter account. We got a YouTube now. I mean, gonna go for years.
So the bonus question I have would be, which I don't remember, when did we start doing live streams on YouTube? But I do remember that.
The first episode.
That was during the pandemic.
I was going to say, actually, that was during 2020 or whatever, wasn't it? So.
It was because it was after, because people stopped driving to work. And we're like, well.
Yeah.
I guess
we got to get on this train.
Make a video. This YouTube wagon.
Well, Catron's ahead by a point and a half.
Mm. Let's make this next one a point and a half so we can tie it up. Yeah,
point and a half for the bonus question.
Don't get it right, Catron.
Okay.
The bonus question is
bonus Jonas.
Did Catron know that Ryan was having a little girl?
What the? Wait, I'm having a little girl?
Ryan's wife was pregnant at the time.
I mean, this is only 2 years ago.
But did Catron know it was going to be a little girl? Did he know that? 50-50 chance here.
So in other words, did I tell Catron before I told you? Is that what this comes
down to? Maybe I didn't know either.
Is this what this boils down to?
I might have not known either. Who knows?
Maybe I didn't know.
Did Catron know? Yes or no?
Check yes or no.
No.
I'll say yes then.
No, Catron says yes. The answer was for the win. Yes. Catron did know.
I have no idea. That was a guess. I was trying to do opposite of what you said. So I should have just said no.
I would have won anyway. If you go back for our listeners, if you go back and you listen to all of our episodes, you know that Catron has a hard time winning. So I wanted him for 7 years to have this win. I purposely did not listen to the episode like Catron listened 10 minutes in. You know, I just guessed everything wrong.
But that was a little funny little thing though when you said talked about having a little girl, and Catron's like, wait, did I know that? I think I knew that. Yeah, I knew that. I knew
maybe
it.
He didn't. Yeah. Maybe I he didn't. That. Oh, he didn't know. Exactly. So I get a
he
point.
Knew. He knew. Because and then I went, yeah, I might have known. I don't know.
I didn't know.
It's very Christian. So
your daughter is like less than 2 years old.
She's seven.
Wow. No,
she's 6 years old.
Nope, less than 2 years.
Well, according to my wife, yes.
So if you're wanting to hear this podcast gold, it could be difficult to find because we had our settings not correct on Podbean. Until tonight, we did fix it, but you can definitely find them on Podbean by going to imgeekshow.com and then clicking on episodes, and you'll find the whole list, and you can type in Phantom and you'll find it. That's how I found it the other night. So
here's
I sorted it by old and
there you go. You can do it multiple ways.
Here you go. Here's something for you for episode 293. I totally forgot we're on Podbean.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Our first.
I guess we're on Pod Team. Or I'm sure I knew that, but I just, when you kept saying that, I'm like, isn't that what we used to be on?
The first host that we used was SoundCloud.
Oh, gosh.
Which we're is for rapper. Rappers and musicians. Other musicians, I should say. But then we.
People like us.
Yeah. We moved to Podbean because. That's where people are starting to get listens.
Yeah, well, welcome to 293 episodes. We're still on Podbean. Are we getting listens? I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me. Yeah, okay.
Sure. I mean, we're getting listens. But it's crazy, though, because you mentioned that where people stopped driving. It's we did get this huge hit in 2019, 2020, whenever it was, 2020.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, 2020. This
huge decline because people stopped listening to podcasts. But what's funny, though, is like there's tens of millions of people making new podcasts every day. It's just, well, not many, not that many.
Tens of millions.
I was going to start off saying tens of millions podcasts out there. There's people making new podcasts every day, and not a lot of them make it, but it's just, there's a lot of stuff out there. So
not a lot of them make it like we do. 293.
We've had some really great guests.
Yes.
And done some cool things with Comic Palooza. And
which, speaking of Comic Palooza.
Yeah. It's coming up May 24th through 26th at the Convention Center in Houston. Something Brown Convention Center.
That's it.
George Brown, I think.
George R. Brown.
You may be able to see us there, or maybe not.
Maybe not.
That's because there's a guest announced today, John Cena. Can't see him.
Peacemaker.
I hope he comes in all his clothes.
Be there as early as Friday.
I hope he comes in clothes too.
I hope he comes in clothes. Like, well, because it's on the Oscars, right?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't come in close.
How could you tell? I couldn't see him.
I didn't watch the Oscars.
I didn't either, but it was all...
He just watched that one segment.
I heard it doesn't have clothes on.
Yeah, John Cena. He's going to...
Robert
he's
going to be on...
Yeah, John Cena's going to be at our only Sunday.
Oh. Well, I'll leave on Sunday. But we'll be there as early as Friday. I will get there early in the morning on Friday. We may have some other events we're part of.
Maybe
Napoleon Dynamite's going to be there.
As of this recording, it could all change because there's still, you know, a little ways away.
Yeah.
As of this recording, our live show that we will be doing, we'll have special guests. We will have special guests on our live show. It won't be just the three of us. There'll be five of us there.
Wow.
Derek won't come. He's not coming. It's not Derek. He's not the special guest.
Hey, forget that guy.
He's got work.
Dare you support his family.
No, I just mean that's not the special guest. Somebody else. So who will it be? I don't know.
You'll have to find out.
You'll have to come to Houston. Go to Convalusa.
We're going to do our best to record the episode. We've got a device that will help us do that. So,
recording device.
It's exciting.
An old tape player.
I'm just typing everything down.
There's two buttons at the same time, record and play. Why in the world do you have to push both buttons?
Two, one.
Yes.
Now I want to bring one of those just to record.
So, funny story about those recorders. I had one that was set up for a presentation or a project. Like, you had the project board and everything. It was in high school, and it was about something in World War II or something. I don't know. But it had this, again, project board, and then there was a box that had the tape recorder in it, and you push the button to play it. And it's me talking about whatever it was. And somebody, because I didn't think about it, somebody came by and pushed record and recorded over the whole thing during the thing. Yeah. So that was good.
And
I don't I think it happened before the teacher actually.
So
I don't know if the whole thing was recorded over or just part of it, but next time I just need to push that little tab out of the tape and be on.
Next time you do that. Yeah. Next time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, we've made it this far.
We made it. Way to go, guys.
Way to go.
After 7 years.
Will we make it to 8 years?
So, and also this is the first anniversary of Living with the Landspeeder, the other
podcast. There's a year there.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
8 years here or 7 years here. So that's technically 8 years, right?
Yeah.
If it was two for us, then what, like a week?
Yeah, it's only been a week for the Landspeeder. Of course, my wife.
Nice.
No. Okay. So yes, a year for Landspeeder. If you haven't listened to Living with the Landspeeder, if you like Disney and you like Star Wars, you will love Living with the Landspeeder. We have fun Star Wars-ifying Disney attractions. So.
Yes.
Anyways, so that's next week. But I'm trying to think, anything else? The eclipse is coming up.
Yeah, get your glasses.
So we may be here next time, or maybe in the dark.
Well, we probably won't record during the eclipse. I think we'll be okay.
Unless a solar flare takes everything out.
Oh my!
You never know. It could be 3 days of darkness. That's what they're saying. Make sure you have a full tank of gas, 2 weeks worth of food.
No, that's only water. Places where there's going to be lots of people
everywhere.
Well, they're in Dallas. They're telling people, like, if you don't have to go into work that day, don't go.
School's canceled. Stay shelter in place.
Right, clips in the path, right, of the full totality.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. There's a place in Arkansas. There's some people that are going to go, but
black magic.
We're going to stay here.
Black magic. If you look at the sun and the moon, should not be crossing at that time period.
The moon comes out at night.
It's always out.
Black magic.
I'm telling you, we're going to look up at the sky when that eclipse happens. You're going to look to the left, and the moon's going to be over there. And there's going to be something else blocking the sun.
It should be on the other side of this flat Earth.
It's so canceled. It will be weird if something weird does happen. The catron's gonna be calling us, be like, dude,
I was watching
you guys were right.
Watching Ghostbusters, and they're talking about, yeah, like the sun was blackened out, and
dogs and cats were living together.
The dead will rise.
Good. One day we'll get into that right now. That's for the other podcast, the third podcast.
I am conspiracy.
Yes,
I don't know. I mean, Book of Revelation, read it. It's crazy stuff that happens in there.
I am death. That's the
I am death. One. Yeah, I am sadness.
I am sadness.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I am depression.
Man.
Anyways, good. End on a happy note.
Yeah. 7 years.
Somebody's going to be listening to this in 7 years and be like, man, what? They were joking, but man, stuff went downhill fast after that eclipse.
They were like the
Everything's like virtual reality. But it's all. Wait, that's Ready Player One. Never mind.
It's going to be like, what's your game? Vault People.
Oh, Fallout.
Fallout. It's going to be all Fallout.
I was thinking Mad Max.
They're going to be listening to I Am Geek in their vaults.
Yes.
It's going to be a mixture of Mad Max and Waterworld.
No,
it's going to be deserts and oceans. And
I Am Geek is going to be the podcast that people listen to in their vaults after the apocalypse. And they're all going to emerge wearing geeky glasses and... thinking Star Wars actually happened for real.
It's the only thing that survived because we were on Podbean.
Yeah, and they're and they're all going to hate Rian Johnson. They're going to come out. Where's Rian Johnson? He's the reason all of this happened.
He must not be named Rian Johnson. The devil himself.
I want this movie made.
It's like that dragon movie. What was it? Rain of Fire.
Yeah.
In the caves, like performing the Star Trek movie, Star Wars movies.
Yes. And then the evil Disney bought Star Wars.
Little kids.
Anyways, all right. This has been I Am Geek, episode 293. Catch us next time for something new, something fun, and of course something geeky.
Bye-bye.
I should have ended it like episode one. Oh, well.
What? How'd you end episode?
I don't know. Chris listened to it.
You had the bye-bye right at the end.
I didn't have bye-bye in the first one.
No, it was in the very first
one. Was it in the first one?
Yeah.
You hear
a very low catron go, ba-ba,
ba-ba. This has been going on for 7 years. The ba-ba. Wow. All right. I need a t-shirt that says that. All right. Good night, everybody.